point.
Good evening.
Good evening. Whoop. Am I still on?
You're still on.
I hit it and the six came up, so I wasn't sure I didn't mute you.
Yeah, no, you're still on.
Okay.
But I believe you're the only one on.
Yes. And I'm barely on, believe me.
I hear you.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm still here.
Okay. L'shem Yehud Kut Shabri Chuvich Kim David, the Lurkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu, Leakta L'shem Yute Bavate. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Like he know I'm a denial, he know Elena Masaya, Dana Kunane, Elena Masaya, Dana Kunanehu. From the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera, this is Pasuk 380 in section 27. Wiraza Ila Kaninan Haka Shor Parad Egel Egla Kulhu Viraza Ila Ishtakahu Uginka Vida Vita Min Leia Vida. Udikiv Yadenu Lo Shaku Et Hadam Hazeh Wigomer Lo Shaku Wila Gare Mtana Mitateya Uda La Ishtaka Mikatrega Alayhu Rakola Yahav Good Shabarihu Eitali Alma. We have here a deep and sublime secret, because a bull, a cow, a calf, and a heifer all follow a supernal and secret pattern. Therefore, with the heifer, everything is properly atoned for, as it is written, our hands have not shed this blood. Thus we have not shed this blood, nor have we caused his death. As a result, they are free from any accusations. Thus the Holy One, blessed be he, provides a solution for every problem in the world. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The question of why an axe has not yet been answered. My answer is an axe is used since it is a kosher animal, and the animal cannot be used as food since it is not shechted in a kosher manner. Also, the gerzon can be translated as a strange sustenance, which indicates it is feeding the negative system. This feeding causes the negative system to become satiated and not accuse men. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I missed a class yesterday, so that kind of sounds like you've summarized what's happened so far.
It does.
So it's giving him his due share, like we do with the piece of challah on Friday night. Well, on any time we have challah, I should say. That first piece we've set aside for the Satan, so he has his share for the week.
Exactly. And now, we have a dead body that's outside any city.
Mm-hmm.
So, being outside any city, it's outside of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that dead body has defouled the land. So that's an opportunity for Satan to accuse the children of Israel. But since he's getting the sacrifice of the heifer, he is satisfied. As we speak, when we talk about the first piece of challah that is given to Satan, Satan is a very reactive being. And he follows the adage, one in hand is worth two in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm being fed, I might get more if I waited, but I have one in hand, and that satisfies me. That's being a reactive being. You're not evaluating what is more for you.
Another simple example, would it be when Hashem sent him to Job at Yom Kippur time so he could forgive the children of Israel, and so Satan went to Job instead?
It's the same idea.
Right.
What he did by giving him Job, the Zohar explains that it's like giving him the he-ram. The male ram. Mm-hmm. But he's busy with the male ram while the shepherd takes the flock away.
All right.
He can come back since the he ram is capable of outwitting and outlasting the wolf. He gets the flock across the river and safe, and then he can go back and get the one he ram. So he's not really giving up anything. But he's using smarts to outwit the wolf, because the wolf is going to fight off the attack of the ram that is protecting his wives, you know, literally the rest of the flock.
Well, I see that really helps us with certainty, too. Thus, the Holy One, blessed be He, provides a solution for every problem in the world.
That's a very positive statement.
Yes. The cure before the disease, you know.
Exactly.
Right. Well, that was a good way to end the little section. I haven't made the connection, though, yet, because of the idea that I think this was the parsha about the heifer, that Jacob and Joseph were studying, I guess this is according to Midrash, before the incident with Jacob being sold. Somewhere along the way, I learned that was what they were studying together, father and son.
It is a Midrash, but there's another Midrash that says that they were studying something about the wagons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure where the wagons come in to the, mm-hmm. to the golden calf. But this, here we could understand they could make an extension of this story. Two wagons that you need to have a way of escaping while the Satan is busy with the calf.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was also a good way to end the week. You know, we're ending our study on Thursday, and that section is ending today.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's also a good way to recognizing that there's a solution for everything, that we learn the halakha is that you accept if someone says they're Jewish. There's no reason to doubt that statement. The only area of that you pursue it to a deeper level and ask for some aspect of proof, you know, the signatures of the Bet Din, etc. The only time that it comes in is when you're talking about marriage and keeping the purity of the nation, whatever that means. But the idea that something is accepted here, the leaders of the city that are marched out to this location and participating in the slaughtering of the heifer, they're saying We are not responsible for this man's death. And we accept that. That's what the halakha is. It's only when you're dealing with a sense of life and death of a human being, do you even question whether I accept that as whatever the person says is true? The acceptance, whenever you swear to God, whenever you take an oath or a vow in the name of Hashem, that's sufficient evidence of truth. Now, in our generation, that's no longer true. It is in some areas, it is in a court of law, because you're swearing upon a Bible. But I find that to be significant within this section and within this suk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start the next section, or should we just call it at this point?
I think let's wait and start it fresh on Monday.
Okay. Brandy, do you have any questions or thoughts, comments you want to make? You all have a good day. Good evening.
Okay.
And we'll have our regular Zohar class in the late class.
Okay.
Shalom Gadol.
Okay, Shalom Gadol. Thank you.